on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. How are we? Welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up.
Right now, let me take you by the hand. Right now, put your lips at my command. Right now, fly me off to lover's land. Baby, don't you leave me at the post. Kiss me. You can feel it coast to coast. Right now, baby, need your love the most. You set my soul on fire. Only you can satisfy this great desire. Right now, let the full world break in two. Right now, stars can tumble from the blue. Right now, just as long as I'm with you. Right now, it's the time and it's the place. Right now, ride to outer space. Right now, let me have that wild embrace. You have set my soul on fire. Only you can satisfy this great desire. One time, let the wine of love flow free. Right now, be the lover you can be. Right now, come and give yourself to me.
Mm-hmm. some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
So good afternoon and welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up. How are we today? I hope you're well. Hope things are good. Got a great show for you today. Really looking forward to my special guest coming in, Early Doors Productions, talking all things Shakespeare. They'll be in with me just after one today. You got any questions for them? Do get in touch. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. And any shout-outs, celebrations, birthdays, and anniversaries, you know what to do. Get in touch, email me, hit me up on social media, The Weekend Wind-Up on Instagram and Facebook, and at Spen Phoenix on Twitter. And I do hope you're well on this lovely, bright day. Really looking forward to being in your company today. And, of course, got some of the usual great music you can expect from Phoenix. Absolutely. And this next track, oh, I'm loving this. This is from the brand new album. It's doing great guns from Tears of Fears. This is the new track. This is Break the Man.
Someone was meant to say enough. set in the heart of Brentwood's beautiful woodland, Hartswood Golf Club is the council's jewel in the crown. With our tree-lined fairways and eye-catching course features, both new and old, Hartswood offers something for golfers of all levels. To book a tee time, give us a call on Brentwood 214 830 or visit the Brentwood Borough Council website for more details. Hartswood Golf Club, Brentwood's hidden gem.
These days, sustainable business really does make sense. Ensuring your business is running as efficiently as possible, saving money on energy bills, lowering its carbon footprint. It's a great place to start. And if we told you your business could qualify for a low-case grant of up to £10,000 without payback to help it grow and grow greener, would you want to miss out? Register your business interest today. www.lowcase.co.uk. Grant funding for greener business growth.
With energy prices going through the roof, reducing heat loss in your home is more important than ever. At Vita Home Improvements, we offer free, no-obligation advice on the most advanced products that do just that. Whether it's increasing the natural insulation properties of your home or installing specialist loft insulation that can reduce your energy bills, we can help. For your free, no-obligation quote, call us on 01245 950 950 and make your first move towards a more energy-efficient home.
There we go, Tracy Ullman there, Move Over Darling. So how you doing, guys? Hope your day's going well. And welcome, as I said, to the Weekend Wind-Up. I'm with you now till 3 o'clock this afternoon, and looking forward to being in your company. And just to remind you, I do have some special guests coming in today. We've got the lovely Early Doors Productions. They're coming in just after one, talking about their forthcoming production of Shakespeare in Love, and talking all things Early Doors. Friends of the show, they've been on here many times. Be great to have them in, so looking forward to seeing them. And they'll be here soon, hopefully. But hope you will. You've still got time to get in touch. Let me know what your plans are for the weekend and what you're up to. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Tell me what you're up to. If you're out and about today, what your plans are if you're going out tonight, if you're chilling indoors with a takeaway, get in touch and let us know. And let's start sharing the love, eh, across everyone. Now, this next song, this is brand new in our A-list. Now, if you haven't checked our A-list out, do so. It's just been updated. There's some great new tracks on there, local artists and international ones. So go to www.phoenixfm.com to look at the A-list and you'll see them on there. And this next track is the new one from David Guetta. And this is crazy what love can do.
Wrap me up in diamonds, cover me in gold. But nothing they could buy me made my heart whole. I'd given up on romance, then I found you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do. Can someone tell me what is happening to me?
Paralyzed in the purple zone.
That's the Pet Shop Boys there in Soft Cell, playing that for my brother Ian, a massive Pet Shop Boys fan, and he asked for that, so I thought I'd play that for him. Brand new track from them.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
Okay, first travel update of the day today. Roads are looking really quiet, which is great. So as you come off the Brook Street roundabout heading in towards Brentwood High Street, slightly busy at the moment, nothing major, just weekend traffic. And the Ongar Road as well, as you come up to Robin Hood Pub, is still looking quite busy as well. All major roads and routes around the area are looking pretty clear at the moment. There are the ongoing roadworks, as you know, on the Stamford Lee Hope bypass on the A13, which are causing some problems. I know that stretch of the road is closed once again this weekend, so be mindful of that. But all looking pretty good. Services into London Liverpool Street are showing okay at the moment. There are some cancellations into Fenchurch Street, so check with C2C before travelling. And on the London Underground, there are severe delays on the Bakerloo line, and there is a park closure on the Central Line, the Northern Line and the Waterloo and City Line. Apart from that, everything else is showing as A-okay. I'll keep you updated on the travel each and every hour.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
This is for Sarah. She messaged in, asked me if I could play this. Sarah, have a great weekend. Thanks for messaging. It's an absolute pleasure.
Chandeliers, head over heels like tears for fears. Your love, no, I can't get enough. Those are my cool, but I'm staying alive. Dancing the rain just to kiss the night. Your touch, oh, it feels like a glove. Oh, yeah. Don't need drama, I just need one word to get to you. So tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm they cry for you. Every Saturday night that you ain't keep my tears blue. And these blinding lights, they shine so bright like we're on the moon. But I don't wanna dance on the beach, no, unless it's with you. When I lose my mind, 4 in the morning, I'm on fire with you. I'm running too. You got a diamond heart, you work hard, nothing compares. When I'm in your arms, don't go, cause you'll never know. Oh, hey. Don't need drama, I just need one word to get to you. So tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm they cry for you. Every Saturday night that you ain't keep my tears blue. And these blinding lights, they shine so bright like we're on the moon. I don't wanna dance on the beach, no, unless it's with you. It's with you.
Unless it's with you. Is with you.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Now, I want to give a big shout out to Deborah. Deborah's messaged in saying, could I please wish Timmy and Jake a happy fifth birthday today? They're twins celebrating a fifth birthday today, and they're all catching up later on as with the family for a lovely dinner and some games this evening. Have a great day, guys. What an amazing achievement. 5 years. Keep loving that. Happy birthday. Hope you get lots of lovely presents and get sport rotten. Have a great day. And thanks for getting in touch. A message also as well to Hannah, who messaged in to say, could I give a special birthday mention to her dad, Keith, who is celebrating the 70, the big 70. Keith, you legend. Happy birthday, my friend. Hope you have a great day and whatever you're up to the weekend. Hope you enjoy it and make sure Excuse me. excuse me. I caught my breath in. And make sure you're spoilt and have a great day. And any other birthdays or anniversaries, do get in touch. It'd be lovely to share them with our listeners. Now, just to remind you, we've got coming in this afternoon after one, Early Doors Productions. Looking forward to seeing those. So make sure you grab yourself a cup of tea or something a little bit stronger and sit down and chill. Listen to what promises to be a great interview. Now, this next track, I played this last week as part of Take 5, and it went down a storm. So I've had a couple of messages in this week from people saying, could I please play this again? Absolutely. This is the wonderful Jessie Ware with Say You Love Me.
Mm-hmm. Say you love me to my face. Than your embrace. Just say you want me. That's all it takes. Heart's getting torn from your mistakes. 'Cause I don't wanna fall in love if you don't wanna try. Just don't.
Here we go, brand new on our A-list. That's Harry Styles, As It Was. Now, I know it's slightly early, but today, Danny's choice, I'm going to play for you now. So Danny has, he's got outside the box this week. He's thought of something a bit different. And he messaged me and said, see what you think. And yeah, I love it. Love it. It's got a real catchy hook to it. Very folky, very Irishy. Love it. So thanks, Dan, for today's choice. This is a band who I don't know anything about, I'm going to be really honest, but I will find out a bit more because they're quite interesting, called Bellowhead, and this is New York Girls.
Barrack Street, we stopped at 44. Her mother and her sister. and my money, and my lady friend was gone. There was I, kept all alone, stuck naked in that room.
And the way you sat me, my dear Annie, oh, you knew your girl's kind of
shift an apron that were no use to me. With a barrel for a suit of clothes down Cherry Street forlorn, where Martin Churchill took me and he sent me round Cape Horn. So say, lads, take warning, when you land on New York's shore, you'll have to get up early to be smarter than a whore. And the way
Santee, my dear Andy, all in you, your girls can't dance support. And the way Santee, my dear Andy, all in you, your girls can't dance for
Brentwood Care Centre, we understand that looking after your loved ones requires a superhero effort. We are passionate about delivering high quality care, and therefore we have a team of heroes to ensure your loved one is in safe hands. To find out more about our residential, dementia and nursing care services, call us on Brentwood 508 459 or visit our website rchcarehomes.co.uk. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
More than half of us in Essex will get a heart condition in our lifetime. Making a donation to the Essex Heart Fund will help improve the treatment and ongoing support for cardiac patients. Together, we can keep hearts beating in Essex. For information and to donate, visit essexheartfund.org.uk or give £10 by texting SXHF to 70191. Essex Heart Fund is managed by the independent charitable trust Essex Community Foundation.
Jam. Set a jam. wave. Mermaid waving. Waving to mermaid. Waving to sea band. Sea horse sailing. Dolphin is whaling. Rock lobster. Rock lobster.
Here we go, Todd Terry there, Martha Wash, and Jocelyn Brown. Keep on jumping. I'm really excited to tell you my guests are here. They've arrived. They've turned up like I promised you. They will be on air just after the 1 o'clock news and weather. We'll have a track after the news, and then they'll be on air with you. So stay tuned. Grab yourself a drink, and come back after the news, and we will see you then.
You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you saved me, who could blame me when I just wanna make you smile? I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was doomed in the wrong time. One of a kind, living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah, so classic. Baby, you're so classic. Yeah, yeah. Baby, you, baby, you're so classic. Oh, a dozen roses, anything for you to notice. All the way to serenade you, doing it's not your style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour back, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, breaking news, a man's been stabbed and at least 10 others injured by a lone attacker in Bedworth Town Centre in Warwickshire this morning. Police say a 33-year-old man's been arrested. A tar boat with 26 people on board is missing after reportedly sinking off the coast of Japan. The Coast Guard says the Kazu-1 issued a distress call and began taking on water 7 hours ago, but at the moment there's no sign of survivors. Russia has renewed its attack on the steel plant in Mariupol, according to a senior Ukrainian official. It's sheltering the last Ukrainian resistance fighters, as well as around 1,000 civilians. There had been plans for a massive evacuation of the besieged city, but now that's in doubt. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says peace talks have ground to a halt.
It's strange for me to hear the different kinds of statements from the Ukrainian representatives every day, including the president and his advisors, which lead me to believe that they don't need these talks and that they accepted their fate.
Waitrose, Tesco's, Morrison's and Iceland have announced they're limiting how much cooking oil shoppers can buy because of the invasion. Almost all of the UK's sunflower oil is from Ukraine. In sport, Arsenal and Manchester United are both hoping to boost their hopes of finishing in the Premier League's top four. They're facing each other at the Emirates Stadium and Nigel Bidmead is there.
31 minutes played. Arsenal are about to take a penalty. They lead 1-0 after a very early goal from Nuno Tavares, and Bukayo Saka has made it 2-0 to Arsenal. We have been playing 32 minutes. It's Arsenal 2, Manchester United 0.
And it's 1-1 in Rangers Scottish Premiership match at Motherwell. The champions are down to 10 men after Leon Balogun sending off. That's the latest. I'm Emily Hume.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So I've got the latest weather for you, and the afternoon is going to be a mixture of sunshine and there might be some light showers coming in around tea time, but it's still going to feel quite warm as well, 15 degrees tonight, dry with patches of cloud, some sunshine very early evening, remaining dry overnight with clear spells, 8 degrees, so slightly warmer, and tomorrow is going to be a widely dry day, very sunny, a few isolated showers maybe by the tea time again, at 18 degrees tomorrow, so a little bit warmer as well, and looking much, pretty much the same for Monday and Tuesday of next week as well, but we'll keep you posted on the weather each and every hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Kicking off the second hour of the Weekend Wine with Alex Newell. My guest from Early Doors will be with us after this. Stay tuned.
You set me free. Every time your hands on me,
Here we go, Alex Neil there with Jess Glynn with Kill the Lights. Now, I promised you my guests today, and they are here with me. I'm really thrilled to welcome not one, not two, not three, but four people from Early Doors into the studio. Good afternoon, guys.
Woo-hoo.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you? You're right.
We're good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. All the better for seeing you. So, shall we go from my left to my right? Let's introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Justin.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm the director for Early Doors Productions.
I'm Jen, and I'm playing Viola in Shakespeare.
And I'm Darren, and I'm playing Will Shakespeare.
Justin, are you involved in the show?
I am.
Yeah.
Don't sound so reluctant.
I play...
You panicked me then. I thought he's just come just to sit in for a day out.
Just sitting in and listening to the conversation. I'm playing Henslow.
Henslow, right. So, tell us about it. About this production. Well, first of all, before we kick off, for those that haven't heard of you before, and there's not going to be many because you're always in with either me or Nick, so that's, and it's great, friends of the show. Early Doors, tell us about yourselves.
So Early Doors, we've been going for over 10 years now. We started the group because we wanted to find some niche plays that some people avoid because either they're too difficult or they're too big a cast, they're just a bit too quirky, and we take a gamble, basically. There's a lot of groups in the area doing some fantastic stuff, and a lot of it is, you know, the stuff you expect to see in
traditional theatre. Yeah.
So for me, we're big fans of film, so we like to pick a piece that's film based or has derived from a film, or equally a film has been derived from it. And we kind of go with it. We're not really people that chase the ticket sales, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. We know some shows are a bit risky, the likes of Trainspotting, Clockwork Orange, those sort of things, but we like to throw them out there for the people that want something different. Unfortunately, it's paid off for us.
Well, I think with if somebody just solely focused on chasing ticket sales, you limit what you do then, don't you? Because you want to go for the, you know, your things you think everyone is going to come and see. So you've got
absolutely.
Now, just before we talk about this production, I missed the last production because I'm mucked up my diary, if you remember. You didn't come in there. It was you did Clue, didn't you?
We did.
How was it? How did it go?
It was phenomenal. Yeah, it's
good reviews and stuff. Very good reviews.
Top five for sure. An incredibly small team and an incredibly talented team. We worked very, very hard, and I was astounded by the quality of what we produced. It was a real joy.
So, what made the jump from Clue to now Shakespeare?
It's a very good question, and I'm still asking myself that, Spencer.
Right.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, obviously it's Shakespeare in Love, and in essence in the play, the only Shakespeare that's in it is when we put on a production of Romeo and Juliet, where the majority of the play is in everyday speak. And it is still a comedy, it's a love play, and so the leap from Clue, which obviously was a fast comedy, into this, it's not a massive leap.
It's a massive leap in terms of cast.
Yeah,
we've gone from a very small team to a really large team on this one.
But obviously, as Amy said, they're both film related. Mm-hmm. They are both still comedies.
Yeah. And we've done a lot of dark and serious stuff in recent times, and we just felt like this is going to be a good summer. We want to do some really fun stuff where people are they're looking to be cheered up after the dreadful 2 years we've had. Let's get out and see something fun. And this is one of my favourite rom-coms by far. It's so wonderful, it's so endearing, and I have got the two best leads on the planet, so I'm very excited about
it. We're going to come over to you guys in a second. How do you feel, like, all of you? So have you noticed a difference, because obviously you mentioned the past 2 years, and I know we spoke during the pandemic, and you were kind of doing stuff online, weren't you, with each other and talking that way?
Yeah.
How are the audiences now? They're back, because I've been to the theatre a couple of times now since we've all gone back to normal, whatever that means. Yeah. And audiences seem to love it even more, the theatre. They seem to be more energised, and they seem to be more appreciative of what's going on.
Yeah, appreciative is a good word. We had a really good feedback from Clue, especially because I'd sprung on the audience for the bell situation that they were going to learn one of the dances that we did in the show. We were going to learn it all together, and after a bit of reluctance, oh, is she really going to make us do this? I videoed the audiences with their permission every night, and it was so much fun to get them involved, and you could just see the joy where they were like, I don't like dancing, but of course we're going to give you something back. We've been entertained for an hour, we're really pleased. So it's been great, hasn't it? It's been very, very positive.
I think so. And we I think maybe about a month ago, we went to see Back to the Future in the West End.
Oh, I saw that literally. I think I saw that the same week, because I saw you posted one of you on social media. I went the day before you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I loved it. I really liked it. Wasn't 100% sold on it, if I'm honest.
Okay.
But the atmosphere in the theatre was amazing, and that's what I loved. It was really amazing.
Really,
yeah.
And I'm trying to think. We went to, over Christmas, we saw Cabaret.
We did.
Is that as good as they say?
Yeah.
It's the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen on stage ever.
Really?
And apart my bar is pretty high.
Apart from Jessie Buckley.
Oh, Jane! You can't say that live. She was incredible.
She was all right.
She's not in it anymore. She's gone.
But Eddie Redmayne was superb. But there was what you said. There was that the epiphany when we was at the theatre watching Back to the Future, where all of a sudden you have felt it yourself. Where you go, it's really nice to be within an audience where everybody has gone just to have a good time. And you could feel it. And obviously, we're normally the other side of it, where you have your anxieties about being on stage, whatever it might be. It's a very different viewpoint. But yeah, being on the reverse of it, just thinking it's just really nice to be at, as you say, what is normal, but to feel something like that.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And so hopefully people get that when they come and see what we're doing. But I've certainly felt it when we've gone to see shows.
I mean, and they certainly should with this show. It's so feel good. It's just a wonderful, wonderful story. So hopefully they'll get swept up in the magic of the love.
Well, I think what's happened now with theatre is, I don't know if you would agree on this, but it's theatre has become more than just theatre now. I think over the past 2 years, it's more like it's a coming together of people. It's experiencing things. It's got a different slant now to where it was before. Maybe with some shows previously, it was quite transactional. You bought a ticket, you went and watched it, you come away, and that was it. You forgot about it. But now it's a little bit more of a different kind of emotional attachment, I think.
I absolutely agree. And I think some of that is, obviously, when you take something away from people, they suddenly realise what they've lost. And theatre, it's not just whether people performing it or not. Obviously, some people have that reaction where they go, I just want to enjoy myself. I just want to have a night out. You take that away from people, then they've lost that connection.
Yeah.
But when it comes back and suddenly people say, oh, theatre or film or whatever, it's such a great way to communicate with people. Whether it's, you know, teaching someone about what's really going on in the world or how someone might feel. And the Back to the Future, obviously, it's just a popcorn play.
Yes, escapism. And obviously, but everyone's got an endearing love for the film, so everyone's gone there with the nostalgia.
But that's great. And just sitting in that place and saying, you've had this taken away from us, but now it's coming back, I think people fully appreciate it more.
Yeah.
It's just... And not just, obviously, then you take into the account that you've, for 2 years, people haven't been able to socialise with people. The theatre, you know, you're in a room full of sometimes 3,000 people who are all experiencing that same euphoria when something good happens on stage. You're suddenly connected to, say, thousands of people, even a space. You go, we've all felt the same thing, maybe in a slightly different way, but it's such a unique environment. And I think because they've had it taken away, now it's given back, I think you're right, this is what it is.
Yeah, I think the arts in general have kind of, suddenly people have got appreciation for it slightly more than they did have before. I really do. So you mentioned your two fabulous leads.
Here they are.
How's it going?
It's going really well. We're relatively early in the rehearsal process, unbelievably. We're only a couple of weeks in. We've got a few more weeks to go yet, but you can really see it starting to come together already. We had, as we mentioned, it's quite a large company for this one, and we were working in small groups in the first few rehearsals, just getting some of the scenes blocked separately and gradually bringing in more people. But this week we've had a couple of rehearsals with nearly the entire cast there, with some of the singers and dancers and musicians all coming along as well, and hearing that live music, you've got this vision now of, you know, Amy's always got that vision in her head, but now that we've had a few rehearsals with everybody there, you can start to see what she's aiming for with this, and it's going to be something pretty special.
Amy said it's a miraculous place to be, isn't it?
No comment.
So you talk about the cast, how many are there?
22.
Oh wow.
With 16 boys. I say boys because they're men being boys, you know. They're very excited to be out. They're very noisy, but I love them all.
Like energetic toddlers.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Exactly what it is.
I fear you're going to name some names in a minute too.
No, I'm going to be very good, Alan.
Well, we've already called out Jessie Buckley. She's gone. So let's just get front. So how do you two... your interaction, how have you approached that, you two?
I don't know whether people know it. It's one of these things where I always assume people really know this story, yeah, because the film obviously was an Oscar winner. It got a lot of buzz at the time. But in case anybody's listening and going, hang on a minute, sorry, you keep mentioning this play, what on earth is it about? It follows both characters. It's not one character story. It's very much, it's Shakespeare's story and it's Viola's story, and it's the way in which they intersect. So Shakespeare is at a time of his life when he's starting to get a bit of a name for himself, but he's not very well known. He's in the shadow of Christopher Marlowe. He's a little bit down on himself, and he has sold his next play to two theatres simultaneously just to try and get a bit of money, which is causing him a bit of strife, and he also is struggling to write it. And it's the play that will eventually become Romeo and Juliet. And then he meets Viola, and she becomes his muse, but she's very much got her own desires and wants in the world. I don't know whether you want to talk a little bit about Viola. No, Jen is happy for me to talk about Viola.
Jen, I'm about to come to you to ask you about Viola, so I'd prepare yourself. Yeah.
But she's got a real love and passion for the theatre and the arts, and all she really wants to do is be more involved in it. But this was a time during Elizabethan Britain when women weren't allowed on the stage, and it was very much a taboo. And nevertheless, she breaks through that taboo, and through disguising herself as a boy, she tries to get involved in this latest Shakespearean production. And simultaneously, while she's doing that, Will falls head over heels in love with her.
And she with him?
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
And it's all of those conflicts and all of the natural comedic elements of that and tragic elements of that and romantic and beautiful elements of that all come into play over the course of the story. The first week or so of rehearsals were really just me and Jen working with Amy and trying to work our way through some of those scenes in which they meet for the first time and how their love evolves over the course of the play.
So, Jen, dialogue-wise, as a lead, particularly Shakespeare, we were just talking about this off air actually before we started, and I was saying when I did Shakespeare before, it was the initial fear around the dialogue, and it was the initial kind of, oh my god, what is this? I'm never going to be able to, because there is the kind of, you know, it's got a certain pattern in, isn't it, the timing of the language and everything. How have you approached that? How have you found learning that?
I feel like it comes quite naturally to me. I definitely enjoy reading the Shakespeare dialogue. There are some bits where you think, oh my gosh, like what does that mean, and you have to do a bit of googling or whatever just to understand the meaning behind that language. But in terms of the flow of the dialogue, I just feel like it comes quite naturally.
And do you feel so kind of, how with the lines, with the learning of it, how do they sink in for you? I know, because some people recall dialogue, don't they, and they listen back to it. Some people just continuously read it. How does that work? What's your preferred way of learning?
I just read it out loud. And the Shakespeare bits are actually quite easy to learn because they're almost poetic.
Yeah.
They've got them sort of rhyming words at the end. That it just helps because it does have a really natural flow. It kind of helps to learn it almost like a song in a way.
Yeah, and that, the whole, because I know you guys, when you rehearse, you do quite intense rehearsals, so it's not dragged over 6 months, is it? You get quite an intense rehearsal period where you're really focused,
yeah,
and everything. How long is the rehearsal period for this?
6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, I should have asked for 10, that's what I should have done, but it's, I've got an extremely talented team on board. Fortunately, I've been collecting them through the years, and I still need to get you on that.
You do?
Hashtag.
You do.
It's
not Shakespeare. That's
But I'm very keen to push them. They're very talented at what they do, but I always know there's more. I always know there's more. And I feel like the limited time period that they have extra focuses them, because they are very aware that after this rehearsal you're not going to touch this scene again for easily 2 weeks, and then we're running, so it's your responsibility to go away and learn what we have
and
done
park
this
it and know where it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have not got time to come back to that and then reset it, for example. It's a massive ask, it's a massive commitment, and I do expect a lot of them, and I know I put them under an immense amount of pressure, but I hope I get the best from them. I hope that's true. And they come back and work with me, right?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. If you look at kind of all of your kind of shows over the past, God knows how many years, it's the same kind of, you know, there is a circulation, a cast, you get natural wastage and new people, but the core people the same. So something's got to be going right, hasn't it?
I hope that's true. I hope that's true. And I hope they enjoy
it. And the audiences are coming.
Well, exactly. Absolutely. And I'm not an easy person to work with. I do know that. I have a lot of ideas and I know...
Justin's looking at the floor.
I know where my strengths and weaknesses are. And my biggest weakness is patience. I'm very demanding and I'm not always very pleasant when I'm not getting what I want. Hopefully I'm still respectful, but I do get stressed quite quickly.
So I've asked you this before. Why do you do it?
Because I love it.
There we go. There's your answer, isn't it? Absolutely, yeah.
I just love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's even with performing or directing or anything, with a production, if that's in your blood, isn't it? It's just everything is worth it. Everything is worth
absolutely.
It. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Justin, your character in the show.
Do you remember your other character?
Yeah. Henslow, he's one of the ones who Will has sold a play to. Although it's not Romeo and Juliet at that point, it's Romeo and Ethel the pirate's daughter. He's always in desperate need of money because he's obviously making some bad decisions. But I think Henslow, and same with the other character who is Burbage, he's the other one who owns the other theatre. They're two people who obviously just love the arts, love theatre. It's just Henslow doesn't run his theatre as well as Richard Burbage. He's I think at the moment I'm playing him a little bit like Mr. Bean, weirdly. He's
very funny. Very funny.
He's also the massive comic relief. There's a lot of comedy that runs through the play anyway, but Henslow in particular, he's just an absolute caricature, and it's very funny. He lifts the scene when he's there. When things are getting a bit too serious, Henslow's going to throw in a little quip for sure.
You've had a message in from Sam who's listening, saying really good interview, so thank you. And but Sam, do you have your own personal Shakespeare favourites?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah, I love Much Ado About Nothing. I think that's a great one. The Beatrice and Benedict, they are great characters, like against the norm of that, you know, the, I can't remember who is it, Claudio and Hero, I think, the lovey-dovey couple. But yeah, no, I think that's a great play. I love that.
Yeah, I that was the one I was going to say as well. That's the one that's still on my wish list of Shakespeare's that I'd like to do, because I've done quite a number through the years.
Did you see how he looked at me then? That's on my wish list.
Yeah, just so you know, Amy, that one's on my list.
I said no more Shakespeare.
I've done a few, often involved with people like Romford Summer Theatre and the Shakespeare at Brentwood quite a few times as well. So other favourites have been the big ones, Tempest, Midsummer Night's Dream, plays like that. But yes, Much Ado is the one that's on the list that I would love to see.
Just very quickly before I get both of you, what do you think of open air Shakespeare? In the park.
Oh, I'm a big fan of it, but
I loved it.
I think the whole ambiance is just wonderful. Yeah. I don't care if it's freezing cold, honestly, it's a real challenge for an actor, especially when you've got to project in against the elements. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, I remember when I did Midsummer Night's Dream, we went to the Regent's Theatre open air to see it just to get a feel for it. And I remember just one scene, it was a really dramatic scene, and a big 747 just flew over.
Brilliant.
And they just completely worked through it. And it was just, it's got a really, real kind of, it's amazing to see.
Yeah, it really is.
So your favourite?
I'm a big fan of the tragedies, mainly because I can relate to the tragedies more in terms of tragedy doesn't change, if that makes sense.
Yep.
The comedies... Comedy's still funny now, but the comedy at the time doesn't always quite relate for me, if that makes sense. So Macbeth, which I've been fortunate enough to do, and Othello, big favourites of those.
Yeah, Amy can relate to the tragedies because she's lived with me for 20 odd years. Yeah, Macbeth...
You could say that about comedy as well.
I was fortunate to play Macbeth and... yeah, I think it is one of my favourites. But Romeo and Juliet, and there's a section in this where I think it's the Queen says, "Can a play ever show the true meaning of love?" or something like that. And I think Romeo and Juliet, I personally would put it down as his greatest bit of writing because it's so universal.
Yeah, it is.
I think whether someone's ever... been in a relationship or not, they will still understand what that feeling of love is, mm-hmm. or to lose it or never have it. And I think Romeo and Juliet is the play that should, and I think does, touch everybody because everybody has had that emotion. The tragedies or the other comedies, you think, yeah, I'm I wouldn't say I'm a massive Shakespeare fan. I like some of them, but I think Romeo and Juliet, they're... And that's coming from someone who, when it seemed like every time you're at school and you do any Shakespeare, it's always Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
And you think, oh God, just I'm fed up of it. But you still have to say it's just an outstanding piece of writing. It's a superb play that I think everybody can relate to.
And obviously he has an appreciation for it because he fell in love, right, Spence?
Of course.
So it relates now.
Yeah, who with?
He hasn't told me.
No, exactly. You do get that. And it's like you say, with Romeo and Juliet as well, even if you've not been in a relationship, you look at that and you'd see what you could aspire to,
yeah,
don't
absolutely.
You? And that's the quality of that writing, yeah, and of that kind of... Yeah, yeah. So I just think it's... the fact that all these hundreds of years later, we're still talking about it, these plays are still on.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's strangely impressive about the Romeo and Juliet relationship is that, considering how long ago he wrote it, that he somehow captured that very... obsessive teenage love, that first love of absolutely being completely obsessed and your life being overtaken by that person. And that's captured remarkably in the dialogue and indeed the eventual actions that yeah. are taken by the lovers.
But not just the obsessiveness of the lovers, of the families.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, he's got that, all of the traits of love, not just with the main characters, but with everybody throughout it.
Yeah. Mm.
It's almost said that this is everything about love you need to understand. You follow Romeo and Juliet, but we're going to follow the rest of the characters.
And those same stories are being played out today, just in the current environment, 100%. Aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they really are. We'll be back after this next track.
It's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a fuck, wait too much. I'ma need like 2 shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now.
FM Travel News in association with Brentwood Care Centre. where our family cares for your family.
Okay, let's travel for you. The roads are still looking pretty good at the moment, I have to say. No reported major problems. There is a slight build-up of traffic on the A128. Looks like around the Mount Nessing area, so just be mindful of that, but no major problems there. The A13 is closed on the Stanford Lee Hope bypass. Obviously, the ongoing roadworks, which always cause delays over weekend, so just avoid the area if possible. Broken down vehicle earlier on the Queen Elizabeth Bridge over into Kent has now been cleared, so traffic is moving okay, and no major problems on any of the other roads. Now, on the London Underground, we have severe delays on the Bakerloo line, and there is a park closure on the Central line, the Northern line, Waterloo and City line, and the Circle line. Looks like there's a planned closure as well on the Jubilee line from 4 o'clock today for an hour, but we've not got confirmation of that at the moment. And services into London Liverpool Street showing as okay, and C2C into Fenchurch Street is okay as well. But as you know, that could change. We'll keep you posted each and every hour.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with Brentwood Care Centre, delivering residential, dementia and nursing care to your loved ones. Call us on 01277 508 459. Brentwood Care Centre, where our family cares for your family.
So welcome back. So we have in the studio with me my guests from early doors. We have Justin, Amy, Jen and Darren, all talking about Shakespeare in Love and Shakespeare in general, really. So what I was going to ask you about as well, the whole process around putting a production like Shakespeare on. So obviously, is there a set involved? You know, and now I know you guys obviously always go over, like, really, really pull the boat out with all your sets and everything. What can we expect in this?
This one's going to be relatively simple because we're keeping it traditional in keeping with the time. So we're hoping to create a globe or the rose atmosphere. We'll have a slightly raised stage with the columns in place as if they're holding up the roof. And, it'll be very, very basic. There's too many people on stage to have a set, mate.
That's true, yeah. Just get people holding up bits of wood. And just, it looks like.
And what's really interesting about the writing of the play is all of the scenes overlap in terms of some people are answering questions that happened in the previous scene, a couple of sentences into the next scene. It's quite clever and also disjointed in the same breath, but because of that, people need to move things around as they happen. So it's quite an organic process. The audience need to see who they're following next and pay attention to that piece of dialogue. And that can only happen with the moving of the set, basically. So little denotions about, there's benches, there's a few stalls, things like that. But it's going to be relatively basic.
So as performers, is there anything theatre-wise moving away from Shakespeare that you wouldn't touch, that you think I just wouldn't do?
Well, for me, that's fairly straightforward to answer because I absolutely adore musicals, but I can't sing and I can't dance. So,
that doesn't stop some people, trust me. We've all seen that, yeah.
So my dream role would be, there's lots of great musical roles. I love Sondheim. There's so many roles that in an ideal world I would love to play, but I know they are definitely off the table for me. And I've just got to live with that.
But you still are involved sometimes with musicals because you often MD or play.
Yeah, that's the main reason I learned to play the piano, so I could still do musicals, but from the pit instead of on stage.
Yeah, I would. I'd avoid any sort of improvisation theatre. I know there are things like, not the play that goes wrong, but there is something on. Is it the improvised musical or something?
Yeah,
that would not be a bit of me.
Lots of stuff like that.
Yeah, nothing where I have to think on the spot.
I think you should be very good at improvisation.
I've done it. I love it.
Yeah, I think you too, that smacks of you being able to improvise.
Yeah, he's quite happy when something goes wrong and he's left on stage because then he gets a little moment. Because you're a panto guy as well, aren't you? Which, if you're an improviser, that's key, isn't it?
That is panto. I mean, I know you don't know a script for panto, but it is really. It's just kind of, you look at your basic cues and know where to go, but it is improvisation. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know whether I'm schooled enough to say if there's something I wouldn't do. In some ways, that's why it's so nice to work with the obviously early doors or just with people like Darren, where quite
often. Not Jen, just Darren.
Oh, no,
not Jen.
I apologise if that seemed rude. I didn't mean that. But what I was going to say is quite often when you're in the changing room, which obviously I wouldn't be sharing with Jen.
This is going down a whole different route to where I envisage this question going.
What I was going to say is that often you have the conversations about different theatres or productions that people have done, and that in itself can spark that interest to go, well, I've never heard of it. So it's quite nice that you can often be schooled, especially, as I'm quite ignorant really in many ways with people talk about Brecht, or I don't understand a lot of it.
But do you know what? I don't think you need to. I think good theatre is good theatre.
Yeah,
and that's it, isn't it? Yeah. And you know, some people really relish things like Brecht and all of that, and I get that. But some people, if you know. There's still an element with some, I think, of snobbery around theatre. Theatre, if you go to a theatre and you have a really good experience, then that's good theatre for you. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. But so, I mean, like Ibsen or people, you know, I guess I wouldn't say I would avoid something because I don't know enough.
Right, yeah.
So maybe I need to experience new... new plays and stuff.
Jay's
so
up go. For everything, basically.
Just give me the part.
And Amy, what about you?
I was going to say the same thing. I want to be challenged all the time. I want to be the best I can be. I want to do things I've never done. So if there was a part out there where I'm, you know, topless on a unicorn and I'm singing something that I can't sing, I mean, bring it on.
Come on, you've done that already.
Tell people that.
It's so last year, I mean.
Yeah, I like being scared. If you're scared, you're moving in the right direction because that challenge is your next challenge.
Well, we talk about your past history of all your shows. I think your shows demonstrate that because they're not the norm shows in some cases, so you know you do achieve that, don't you, with everything that you
Hopefully.
Do so when can people see this? Where is it on? How do we get tickets?
It is on at Brentwood Theatre, May 26, 27, 28. You can get tickets online at Brentwood Theatre, or you can call their box office on 01277 200 305. If you visit Facebook and find Early Doors on there, we have a direct link from there. We also have a direct link on our website, which is www.earlydoors.org.uk.
And I will make sure all those details are on our show pages over the weekend, as will this interview. Now, I'm really pleased to tell you, those listening in, we're going to have a reading from the show.
Sneak
so
peek.
We have our two leads primed and lined up. So do you want to set what is this scene? Do you want to set the context behind this?
So this scene in particular, they have been at rehearsals together with Viola disguised as a boy. She has left rehearsals and she is now getting the boat back to Viola's residence. And Will, in a panic, has joined him because he has passed over a note from Viola saying that she is betrothed to someone else and she can no longer see him, and he is very, very upset about this. So he is now pouring his heart out to Thomas Kent, which is Viola in disguise.
She tells me to keep away. She is to marry Lord Wessex.
If you love her, you must do as she asks.
And break her heart and mine.
It's only yours you can know.
She loves me, Thomas.
Does she say so?
No. And yet... she does. Where the ink has run with her tears. Was she weeping when she gave you this?
Her letter came to me by the nurse.
Your aunt?
Yes, my aunt. Perhaps she wept a little. Tell me how you love her, Will.
Like a sickness and its cure together.
Yes, like rain and sun and cold and heat. Is your lady beautiful? Since I came to visit from the country, I have not seen her close. Tell me. Is she beautiful?
Thomas, if I could write the beauty of her eyes. I was born to look in them and know myself.
And her lips?
Thomas, her lips. The early morning rose would wither on the branch if it could feel envy.
And her voice, like lark song?
Deeper, softer, none of your twittering larks. I would banish nightingales from the garden before they interrupt her song.
She sings too?
Constantly, without doubt, and plays the lute. She has a natural ear. Oh, and Thomas, her bosom. Did I mention her bosom?
What of her bosom?
Thomas, a pair of pippins, as ripe and round as golden apples.
I think the lady is wise to keep your love at a distance. For what lady could live up to it close to when her eyes and lips and voice may be no more beautiful than mine? Besides, can a lady born to wealth and noble marriage love happily with a bankside poet and player?
Yes, by God, love knows nothing of rank or riverbank. It will spark between a queen and the poor vagabond who plays their king. And their love should not be denied, for love denied blights the soul we owe to God. So tell my lady Will Shakespeare waits for her in the garden.
But what of Lord Wessex?
For one kiss I would defy 1,000 Wessexes.
Oh, Will...
Oh, so good. Love that. And I have to say, pretty much off the book, both of you. Look at that. Six Absolutely. Weeks before a show. Love that. Oh, so good. Thank you so much. That was really amazing. So once again, just tell us the details of the show. Where is it?
Brentwood Theatre.
Dates?
26, 27, 28 of May.
And you can get tickets where?
Brentwood Theatre, 01277 200 305, or their website, or our website, or Facebook. We'll put all those details up.
And obviously, I will have all the details of Plus this interview on my show page by the end of today as well, so stay tuned for that. Feel free to share it on social media. Check the guys out, Early Doors. I think it's doors.early on Twitter.
It is. Correct.
That's right. And on Instagram, check them out. They'd love a follow. Make sure you go along, support local theatre. It's when it's at its best. Thank you so much
for coming in.
Thank you.
Good luck. We will see you soon.
Take care.
Yeah!
There we go, Bananarama with Ain't No Cure. So, running slightly behind today, so I'm going to go straight into today's cover from another. I picked the most stunning track from the very late 60s, early 70s. And the cover version brought up to date by one of the greatest male singers we've ever experienced, in my opinion. So, if let me know which version you prefer. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Get in touch and, I hope you enjoy these.
If I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
and you were my man, she tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all,
nothing at all.
But I'll pick you up, darling,
when you fall,
when she lets you fall. You're like a diamond,
shining,
but she treats you like to walk out that door, my love would open.
Here we go. So that's today's cover from another. We had the original, If I Was Your Woman, by Gladys Knight and the Pips. And then we had the live version by Mr. George Michael. Let me know which version you prefer. Email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. And that's such a gorgeous piece of music, isn't it? I love that track. Well, let me know which one you like. I've no idea which way that's going to go today. Thanks, everyone, getting in touch. It's been great to be messages. I'll be reading those in the next hour. And it was really gorgeous. I hope you enjoyed the interview today with the Early Doors guys. They are a cracking bunch of guys. They really are. Always putting on really, really good, strong productions at the theatre that are well worth a night out. They really are. So make sure you check them out. And as I said, that interview will be on my show page over the weekend. And it'll be on there for you to have a look at. And, highly recommend playing Shakespeare in Love at the Brentwood Theatre. So make sure you do check it out. Tickets and details will be available on my show page and on the Brentwood Theatre website. Coming up to the Walter News now, I will see you right on the other side.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, a man's been...